From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. Missouri lawmakers are back at work after several tested positive for the coronavirus, which delayed a special session. Senators gave initial approval yesterday to a $1.2 billion coronavirus aid package. They were also scheduled to start debate on a new law that would prevent lawsuits against healthcare workers for disregarding the safety of others during the coronavirus emergency. The proposal would also block some lawsuits against businesses that make faulty masks and other supplies to help with the pandemic as long as they didn't intentionally make the products defective. Como Gives, an annual campaign that raises money for mid-Missouri nonprofit organizations, kicked off yesterday and raised more than $300,000. The Columbia Missourian reports the campaign has helped hundreds of nonprofit organizations raise money. This year, for the first time, its goal is to raise $1 million. John Baker, the executive director of the Community Foundation of Central Missouri, said Como Gives raised close to that number last year. Some nonprofits need the money now more than ever due to the lockdown losses. Josh Chittum, the assistant director of We Always Swing Jazz Series, said that the organization has lost $100,000 this year from not being able to make money from ticket sales. Other organizations have already seen great success from the program. The City of Refuge, a nonprofit that helps refugees in mid-Missouri, set a goal of raising $10,000 on Giving Tuesday. By 5 p.m., the organization had already raised more than $18,000. This year, 142 organizations are participating in the event, which is four more organizations than last year. A group of Republican lawmakers unveiled a bill yesterday that would constrain the ability of municipalities to call for business shutdowns during the pandemic. The Columbia Missourian reports under the legislation, local governments in Missouri would not be able to order a shutdown of businesses for longer than 2 weeks within a single two-year period. A longer shutdown would require approval by the General Assembly as well as the governor's signature. The direct motivation for the bill was St. Louis County Executive Sam Page's recent ban on indoor dining in the county. Page cited surging COVID-19 case numbers and concerns with hospital capacity in issuing the November 17th public health order. The bill also says that a local government cannot issue a shutdown order without being voted on by a legislative body first. The bill would also exempt business owners from paying property taxes during a shutdown, as well as prohibit restrictions on religious gatherings and on the number of family members allowed to be in a home at the same time. Additionally, an emergency clause in the bill would mean it would go into effect immediately if signed into law by the governor. The State Historical Society of Missouri rolled out the first in a series of live virtual programs yesterday, each to observe an aspect of statehood in celebration of the upcoming bicentennial. The 200th anniversary of Missouri becoming the 24th state will be August 10, 2021. The Historical Society has planned to acknowledge the accomplishments and diversity of the state during the next year with virtual sessions at 11 a.m. on the first Tuesday of each month. These will feature a different subject with guests from more than 100 local, regional, and statewide projects and events. The Historical Society is also planning a collaboration with Missouri's 114 counties and organizations in the Bicentennial Alliance to create events and projects at a local, regional, and statewide level. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.